Bringing back the American chestnut. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Once plentiful, the American chestnut tree stood straight and tall across some 200 million acres of eastern woodlands and was an integral part of culture and commerce in its heyday, as it was not only admired for its beauty and protection, but also prized for its lumber, being used for everything from cradles to coffins. But the American chestnut, which once accounted for 25% of the trees in the forest, has largely disappeared, killed off by a lethal fungus, the chestnut blight, introduced to the species nearly 100 years ago from chestnut trees imported from Asia. But that is certainly not the end of this story, as continued efforts have been made to restore the species to its original grandeur. And the latest is with a little assistance from a much less grand plant, wheat. This month, scientists are planning to plant 10 chestnut trees incorporated with a wheat gene derived from a breed of wheat. The gene has previously been shown to increase the resistance in hybrid popular trees to fungal pathogens. The trees will be planted at a test site in the New York Botanical Garden in the Bronx, ironically just a stone's throw away from where the blight was originally discovered back in 1904. The trees are among more than 100 varieties of transgenic American chestnuts that are being tested in field trials across the country for blight resistance, all part of ongoing efforts to reintroduce the keystone American chestnut species back to its native range. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.